The portalet, with its typical 13th or 14th century corbels supporting the heavy stone lintel, the portalet, or the little door, is one of three gates through which one could enter Molins until the 19th century and the end of the Grande Rue High Street that runs through the entire village. The heavy gates were made of wood, often reinforced with large forged nails, and a hinge fixed in the wall can still be seen. In addition to a large key, to strengthen the gate, a large wooden bar was fitted into the hole in the wall on the left and ended in the notch in the opposite wall. A gatekeeper, chosen and paid by the community, was responsible for opening and closing it. But with a small gate and a small salary, it was the least prestigious of the three. At the top of the medieval village, the portalet stood at the junction of two paths. One, called the Chemin du Portalet in Saint-Michel, led processions to the chapel and the cemetery that still exists today. A branch line allowed the Molins to reach their terraced crops in Le Châtelard, Les Aiguilles, and beyond. By the other route, travelers heading toward Buis could bypass the village when they were forbidden to enter during times of unrest or epidemics, as the drawbridges and gates were then closed. Coming from Malocène after crossing the river at the ford, or from Forcan, they followed the ramparts in the Pissarui Valley and skirted the citadel before descending to the Grand Chemin du Buis. Although it has undergone some alterations, this route can still be followed by descending the Chemin de la Glacière to the left, from where you'll have a beautiful view of the village and reach the town hall parking lot. The path in front of you, which led to Le Châtelard and back down to Buis, is now cut off by the bypass. Modernization completely eliminated the other two gates in the 19th century, through the expansion of the roads. Essential to the villagers, but not to commercial traffic, the portalet has remained almost intact. Although aging, it bears its nearly 700 years well.